From national news in D.C. to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol, this is your Capitol Connection. And now, bringing the Capitol to you, here's your host, Nate Groz.
And welcome to the program. On today's show, we are talking about a unique and extremely important opportunity to help stand for faith, family, and freedom in Nebraska. What would you give in order to help ensure that God is honored, marriages and families thrive, life is cherished, and religious liberty is celebrated in our state? As the longest-standing pro-family organization in Nebraska, this is exactly the mission that Nebraska Family Alliance has been working towards for the last 25 years. And as a 100% donor-funded nonprofit organization, Nebraska Family Alliance depends on good people like you and your support to be on site at the state capitol every day, advocating for the values we cherish: family, freedom, and life. This is why Nebraska Family Alliance is encouraging Nebraskans all across our state to rise to the challenge this Christmas and financially support NFA by December 31st, because every gift given will be matched dollar for dollar up to $60,000. Nebraska Family Alliance is doing tremendous work, and this is an essential opportunity to ensure that your voice and your values are represented at the state capitol. And I am thrilled and privileged to have with me on the show today to talk about this the wonderful and eminently wise Karen Bowling, Executive Director for Nebraska Family Alliance. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, Nate, it is my honor to be on the radio with you today, and thank you for what you do to protect people's freedom here in Nebraska. It's an honor to work with you.
Well, that means a lot to me, Karen. You have been at NFA for, I think, over 15 years, and you also host our daily radio program that airs on 20 stations across the state. So you've seen a thing or two and learned a thing or two. Why is the mission of Nebraska Family Alliance to advance family, freedom, and life, why has that been a cause that you've been willing to really dedicate your entire life to?
Nate, it truly is a privilege, and I'll tell you why. It's for the generations that follow me. It's for my children, and it's my grandchildren. We should care deeply that we live in a state and a nation where God's honored, life is cherished, religious liberty is celebrated, and families and marriage thrive in our state and our nation. And to give your life to that cause is a privilege and honor.
Well, I know that there's no shortage of battles or issues that we're facing in our nation and even here in Nebraska. And Nebraska Family Alliance plays a very unique and important role at the state capitol, advocating on behalf of Nebraskans for family values. What has that been like for you to have a consistent presence every year at the state capitol, meeting with senators and lobbying for the values that people cherish so deeply?
Well, all politics are local, and to have a presence in the hallways in the capitol makes a difference. I think we need to be reminded that our leaders, our elected leaders, are people just like you and I. Their moms, their dads, they have things that go on in their life, some good, some that are very painful or sad, or the loss of a spouse or a child. And by having a presence at the Capitol, you get to develop relationships with people. And I think also you have the opportunity to demonstrate integrity, that you are a person that can be trusted and that they look to you for policy advice. How will this legislation impact Nebraska families? How will this legislation make a difference in 20 years? And so being on site at the Capitol and having conversations like that on a daily basis, I believe, really makes a difference.
Well, I think we know that it does, because we've seen the success and the victories that Nebraska Family Alliance has helped champion over the years. And NFA is also 100% donor-funded. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and recently NFA launched a special year-end challenge. We have a $60,000 matching fund challenge. So every dollar given by December 31st will be matched up to $60,000. And this is a large challenge, but this is also really key to NFA and our statewide network, as this is where we really make up a substantial portion of our budget. How important is this year-end matching fund for NFA?
It's the most important time of the year for NFA. We exist because of your people like your listeners who believe in what we do, and we are blessed to have some ministry partners who stepped up and said to everyone in Nebraska, listen, we're so believe in the mission of NFA, we're willing to put together $60,000 and invite your listeners to partner and donate. And at the end of the year, Nate, it's common among the nonprofit world that we raise generally about 50% of our budget during that season. But I think there's something really important here too, that as a nonprofit, we don't get state funds. We don't get grants. And that's something that's actually very pure, because it can keep us true to the mission and cause that we believe in influencing policy, mobilizing prayer, and empowering people to make a difference in their community.
So we're encouraging everyone to visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, where you can make a donation, learn more about the organization, and find out how you can help partner and join the network to make a difference and stand for family values in Nebraska. And Karen, you just mentioned sort of the three key areas at Nebraska Family Alliance: influencing policy, mobilizing prayer, and empowering people. We've touched on policy a little bit, but I want to ask you about the prayer component. Why is prayer such a central part of NFA and our mission?
Well, first of all, we are people of faith here on the team, but I think we recognize that everybody is accountable to God, even elected leaders. We get influence because God allows that to happen. And the beautiful thing about the kingdom of God, his economy is different than even state legislators, the way they may legislate. We need God to direct and guide us as leaders, but more importantly, we need the favor of God upon this state and upon this nation. Prayer is a form of posture. It's a humbling to say, God, you are worthy of our trust, and we are dependent upon you. So here, we actually have a 24/7 prayer center in our facility. We also do the Adopt a Leader in Prayer and invite Nebraskans to take on their state senator and pray for them regularly. We have a free resource packet that we put into the hands of people that sign up. Prayer is just important in how we operate around here. Actually, Nate, every morning we start with prayer, don't we?
We do. You're right. It is central to everything we do. And Karen, you also play a very important role as the state director of the National Day of Prayer for Nebraska. And so that means every year we help put on the spectacular National Day of Prayer event right inside our very own state capitol. And this year we had over 300 people show up and join us in bringing prayer inside of the Capitol with our elected officials and praying for our state and our nation, our military, and even the media. What can people expect or look forward to with the National Day of Prayer in 2018?
I'm so excited. National Day of Prayer has a new president, Ronnie Floyd. He is the past president of the Southern Baptist Convention. He himself is a pastor. He recognizes the power of prayer. And this year, the 2018 theme is Pray for Unity. Our nation is very divided at this time. and God's people have an opportunity to arise. We get to do 2 Chronicles 7:14 and put it into motion. When God's people unite in prayer and humble themselves, actually, that's God's prescription for change for a nation. And so we're going to be uniting together the first Thursday in May 2018 and praying for unity in our nation.
Well, we hope to learn more about National Day of Prayer as we approach closer to that date next year, and hope to see another great turnout. And again, right now we're talking about Nebraska Family Alliance and their special year-end challenge. We're encouraging listeners to help us rise to the challenge and raise $60,000 by December 31st, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. And you can visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org to get more information and make a donation. And I'm here with Karen Bowling, our executive director. And Karen, another key component to the Nebraska Family Alliance mission is empowering people. We every year do a legislative scorecard. We also put together voter guides. We write lots of articles and produce radio programs. Why is empowering people so important to the mission of NFA?
A good government is dependent on the citizens, and we must engage in the process. That's the beauty of a republic. And so we take very seriously at NFA empowering people. So you at the local level can make a difference, that you can be a change agent. You know, good legislators also recognize the power of the people. And one of the things that we do is educating the public what's taking place at the state capitol and how they can make a difference. We also launched this past year our media room. And so we're doing radio. You're doing radio. I'm doing radio. But we also are launching videos that are about religious freedom and why does it matter? And how do you have a conversation whose ideology may be different than you, but there's ways to have persuasive conversations. We are honored to try and come alongside people and empower them to be change agents in their local community.
And one thing about NFA, we are a nonpartisan organization. As a 501c3, we're issue focused. We just try and advocate for policies that we think are good for Nebraska families and inform citizens. And that means we also try and be very winsome in our speech. And so we can win hearts and minds as much as we win policy debates. And Karen, what has your experience been in the years that you've been doing this, which is politics is a tough job. Not only is politics tough, but NFA also has the privilege of working on quite literally the most controversial and difficult issues of our time. How is it for you working day in and day out on these big issues like life and abortion and marriage and assisted suicide, things that are so emotional and oftentimes having to disagree with people, even those who you consider friends?
One of the principles that I believe is very important to keep in mind is that every person is worthy of dignity and respect. And that includes when we're ideologically different. We have an opportunity to be persuasive with how we deliver our message. Words make a difference. They matter. And so I often try to start the conversation with how did you reach that decision? How have you come to the place where that's where you believe? And listen, the power of listening is amazing because you're listening. You care about their response. I've often found, though, if you just ask a simple question, would you consider another idea? People will go, well, maybe so. Conversing with people is so powerful. Words can be persuasive. I've found in the last 16 years, as you're right, there's been lots of battles. Sometimes I kind of just feel like I hang out in the trenches, you know, that's just where life is. But I think you need to keep perspective. Why do we do what we do? Is it just for me to win a political argument? Not at all. Not at all. if you are grounded in why you do this is so that you can help others and you care about the legacy you leave, you want to influence future generations. That gives you the energy to be invested every day for family, freedom, and life.
And Karen, these issues, you know, of life or a pro-life organization and defending religious freedom and ensuring that marriages and families thrive, why are those issues the ones that NFA have decided to put a stake in the ground and make sure that we are fighting for and that those values are represented at the state capitol?
Family is where everything happens. Family is the bedrock of society. And when we have healthy families and healthy marriages, when children have the strength of a mom and dad in their home, it's the bedrock of society. It's what provides stability. And at the very core, all life is important. And we must never forget that God is the author of life. And I will defend that till my last breath, because I'm here because God gave me breath. God gave me life. And so at times it's difficult where we're at culturally. It's maybe not politically correct, politically savvy, but we need to see this as a moment in history. Yes, there may be obstacles, but we have God-breathed opportunities to stand in the public square for what is good and what is right, and that all families can live healthy, prosperous lives.
And we are asking more people to join with us in standing for those values by partnering with Nebraska Family Alliance, joining our network and helping us in our mission to advance family, freedom, and life. And one very important way to do that is by contributing to Nebraska Family Alliance's year-end matching fund challenge. If you give by December 31st, every dollar will be matched up to $60,000. This is an incredible opportunity and a huge way to support pro-life, pro-family, and pro-religious freedom policies in our state. And I'm here with Karen Bowling, our executive director. Karen, what kind of difference have you seen Nebraska Family Alliance make over the years, not just in policy debates at the state capitol, but maybe even in just informing and equipping citizens to be engaged throughout our entire state?
I'm grateful that God has given us the opportunity to be an influencer. It's not because we're great at what we do. We're just persistent and we're consistent. And we are very, I would say, very winsome in our approach. And so as I look over the last two decades, I see multiple pieces of pro-life legislation that has advanced. Most recently, the Choose Life license plate and the perinatal hospice care, but also fetal homicide. It's now a crime in Nebraska, and changing the judicial bypass process so minors can't just get an abortion without parental consent. There's been major wins and victories in shaping policy on life. Same thing as family. In 16 years, 14 of those years, there has been some form to make sexual orientation and or gender identity a protected class in our state. And praise be to the Lord, that has not happened. It doesn't mean that we don't care about our LGBTQ friends. We do care. But to have legislation that later becomes a sword to people of faith matters to us. And so just being a consistent presence at the Capitol with persuasive words makes a difference.
We've talked a lot about the work that NFA does at the state capitol, and we're actually part of a national movement. We're the state affiliate of focus on the family. There's about 40 family policy groups across the country. So oftentimes, NFA has the opportunity to sign letters to Congress and to the Senate and even sign amicus briefs that are filed with the Supreme Court. What has that been like to get to join with national organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom and Focus on the Family to partner on these issues?
Collaboration is powerful because it helps us get to that tipping point. We're not just a sole organization singing a song, but we are becoming a movement to strengthen families in America. And the power of collaboration, you know, good minds working together and forming talking points, and how best can we articulate our arguments in a winsome way, just provide strength when you work with others. You're not alone. And I think that we are also at the crossroads because of this movement that has emerged over the last 20 years. It's beginning to influence hearts and minds in America. That how we think about life, how we think about marriage and family makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. And Karen, how important is it that Nebraskans have a group like Nebraska Family Alliance, who is down in Lincoln at the state capitol with that presence every day, reading all of the legislation that gets introduced, being proactive on these issues and working to build and maintain relationships with our elected officials? Just how significant is it for our state to have a group dedicated to these issues working at the state capitol on behalf of Nebraskans from Omaha to Scotts Bluff?
Well, Nebraskans are hardworking people, and that's exactly what they're doing during the day. They're out working and providing for their families. And so when Nebraska Family Alliance, because of our faithful friends and donors, help us have a presence at the Capitol every day, we become then the voice for Nebraska families. We become the people that can help articulate to state senators why such legislation is of concern. I know I've been a mom and I'm a grandma now, and I know the busy season of life, and you're just doing life. You don't have time to monitor everything that's happening at the state capitol. So when you have an organization like NFA who are down there, who are looking at the 600 plus bills every year and saying, you know, our red flag is coming up. We need to be concerned about this. And it gives us the opportunity then to let the great Nebraska citizenry know, you need to weigh on this. And if we weren't there, that wouldn't be happening.
Well, that's why we exist, and really, by the grace of God, 2017 was really a historic year. 7 NFA-supported bills became law, and we also successfully defeated legislation that would have legalized assisted suicide, expanded gambling, and even increased abortion access for minors. Despite recent victories, just a simple glimpse at our culture really shows the grim reality that we face, from attacks on gender and the family to free speech zones on college campuses, threats to religious freedom, and the taxpayer funding of abortion. We face more challenges than ever before. So in the remaining weeks of this year, our team has been busy preparing for 2018. And as an organization solely funded by ministry partners who give out of the goodness of their own hearts, we are encouraging everyone to help support NFA by partnering with us this holiday season and help us reach our $60,000 matching gift challenge. Any gift given by December 31st will be matched, and this is a tremendous opportunity to help advance family, freedom, and life in our state. It has been such a pleasure to have Karen Bowling, the Executive Director of Nebraska Family Alliance, on the program today. Karen, what is your message for our listeners before I have to let you go, just about the importance of Nebraska Family Alliance in this time of year and the Matching Fund Challenge?
We need you. You are the ones that help us make a difference. Now, there's 3 institutions that God approved, that God set up. That was the family and marriage, the church, and the government. And NFA's sweet spot is we get to intersect with each of those institutions. I am honored to serve. Nate, I am so honored to serve with you and to be a voice for the good people of Nebraska. And we just encourage your listeners to partner with NFA so that together we can impact our state for family, freedom, and life.
Amen. Karen Bowling, Executive Director at Nebraska Family Alliance, thank you for joining me on today's program. We hope that everyone will visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, where you can learn more about our organization, make a donation, and see how you can help partner with us, join the network, and advance family, freedom, and life in our state. I'm Nate Gross, Policy Director for Nebraska Family Alliance, hoping you will join us next week. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.